Chapter 71. No, nor that neither, apostrophe rejoined the girl. I must see the lady. Apostrophe, come. Apostrophe, apostrophe, said the man, pushing her towards the door. None of this. Take yourself off. Apostrophe, I shall be carried out if I go. Apostrophe, apostrophe, said the girl violently. And I can make the day job that two of you won't like to do. Isn't there anybody here, apostrophe, she said, looking round, that will see a simple message carried for a poor wretch like me? Apostrophe, apostrophe, this appeal produced an effect on a good-tempered faced man cook, who with some of the other servants was looking on, and who stepped forward to interfere. Take it up for her, Joe, can you? Apostrophe, apostrophe, said this person. What's the good? Apostrophe, apostrophe, replied the man. You don't suppose the young lady will see such as her, do you? Apostrophe, apostrophe, this allusion to Nancy's doubtful character raised a vast quantity of chaste wrath in the bosoms of four housemaids, who remarked, with great fervor, that the creature was a disgrace to her sex, and strongly advocated her being thrown, ruthlessly, into the kennel. Do what you like with me, apostrophe, said the girl, turning to the men again. But do what I ask you first, and I ask you to give this message for God Almighty's sake. Apostrophe, the soft-hearted cook added his intercession, and the result was that the man who at first appeared undertook its delivery. What's it to be? Apostrophe, apostrophe, said the man, with one foot on the stairs. That a young woman earnestly asks to speak to Miss Maylie alone, apostrophe, said Nancy, and that if the lady will only hear the first word she has to say, she will know whether to hear her business, or to have her turned out of doors as an impostor. Apostrophe, I say, apostrophe, said the man, you're coming it strong. Apostrophe, you give the message, apostrophe, said the girl firmly, and let me hear the answer. Apostrophe, the man ran upstairs. Nancy remained, pale and almost breathless, listening with quivering lip to the very audible expressions of scorn, of which the chaste housemaids were very prolific, and of which they became still more so, when the man returned, and said the young woman was to walk upstairs. It's no good being proper in this world, apostrophe, said the first housemaid. Brass can do better than the gold, what has stood the fire, apostrophe, said the second. The third contented herself with wondering what ladies was made of, and the fourth took the first in a quartet of shameful, apostrophe, apostrophe, with which the Dianas concluded. Regardless of all this, for she had weightier matters at heart, Nancy followed the man, with trembling limbs, to a small antechamber, lighted by a lamp from the ceiling. Here he left her, and retired. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.